Amy, on this podcast, we try to always offer useful takeaways. And if you learn nothing else from us, learn this useful parenting lesson by Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 are the ultimate parent hack, the best diaper to use as soon as your baby starts standing or walking. Instead of ordinary diaper tabs, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your wild child.
Pampers Cruisers 360 makes it so easy to change your baby. Who probably doesn't stop moving just because they need a diaper changed? Just slide on to apply and away they go.
And fear not, parents. Pampers Cruisers 360 offers an up to 100% leak-free fit. And they just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we say more?
For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupons, savings, and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value. Welcome to Ask Amy from What Fresh Hell Laughing in the Face of Motherhood. Solving the parenting question of the week so you don't have to. This week's question is from Brittany, who says, I have three kids, 12, 8, and 4. My struggles right now are with my 8-year-old. She's extremely codependent, and I feel like she's unwilling to learn how to do anything on her own. I tell her to fold her laundry and put it away, and she cries and says she doesn't know how, even though I have shown her multiple times. We get up in the morning, she's always the last one ready because she will wait around for me to pick out her clothes and brush out her hair. I'm at a loss of what to do because if I don't just give in and do whatever it is this child of mine thinks she cannot do, then I lose my temper and Dragon Mom comes out. And once this happens, everyone's day is ruined. My other two children are reasonably capable for their ages, but when they do need a little extra help, my patience has already been used up on this sweet middle child of mine. How do I fix this monster that has been created? Brittany, this is a trap that I think most moms of more than one kid fall into at one time or another, of having differing expectations for our kids that get sort of codified without our realizing it. When my dog Marshmallow needs walking, I know which kids in my family will just do it and which kid in my family will give me a whole floor show of reasons why they can't possibly do that right now. And it's exhausting, so I will usually just ask the kids who are more willing to do it. But of course, accommodating that just perpetuates the problem. The first thing I want to tell you is that the worst thing that happens in this situation, I noticed you didn't say what your kid will do in these situations if you say no. You just say, and then I lose my temper, and then I yell, and then it ruins everybody's day. We know that, like, yelling isn't so terrible, but the problem is then the question becomes, why is mom yelling, right? And this middle child's takeaway is, my mother is so unreasonable, which is everyone's favorite subject changer. And then P.S., she still hasn't done what you want her to do. So I'm going to suggest natural consequences where possible. Can she wear wrinkled clothes if she doesn't put them away? Can her clothes go back to her room unfolded? Can her TV or screen only go on once somebody has folded her clothes? Can the fun bus to soccer practice leave without her? Or leave with her hair not brushed or without her having what she needs? And then she'll have to explain to the coach that she doesn't have the right socks today. And then no yelling by you. Remember, you'd be doing this instead. Overall, the worst things that seem to be happening are that she has a blow up or you do or both. So I want to say that when you change the rules and have the natural consequence be the rule, the first thing that will probably happen is a turn up in volume from her. She's not immediately going to say, oh, okay, I guess there are new rules now. She's going to be like, no, this is how it goes. I yell, then you fold my clothes, then we leave for school. You have to withstand that. But eventually, she will get there when you take away the attention, even the negative attention, for the neediness. Another thing you could try is a positive consequence when she does things independently. Catch them. And if she's not doing things independently, then reward the kids who are doing things independently in her presence. Let them get something that they want, like a board game with you or a slightly later bedtime, some new version of independence when they earn it. And let her know that she can also earn that independence when she's ready. The most important thing you have to do is stand outside her storm a little bit. She wants you to brush her hair. You're not going to do it. She doesn't like that. You can stand outside that a little bit. You can pull up a video on YouTube that shows her how to fold clothes and walk away. Don't feed the fire, so to speak. Give her the attention and the time when she's not wanting for it. And that's something that's really hard to do. I think we forget to give these kids who clearly need you and need your attention, they're just seeking it in unlovable ways, shall we say. It's really helpful when you can give a kid who's really seeking your attention, positive attention when they're not doing this stuff. It's just sometimes hard to catch those moments. Like, are you going to give her a ticker tape parade because she's sitting nicely on the couch? No, but you can sit next to her. You can talk to her, give her positive attention when her behavior merits it. Reward her independence, or if necessary, that of her siblings. I think she'll eventually notice. A little natural consequences won't hurt. And if you yell sometimes, just give yourself grace and try again. Send us your parenting questions. We might answer yours next. Email us questions@whatfreshhellpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
Are you overwhelmed by the things that get in the way of you doing what you want to do? Are you looking for ways to simplify life to better align with your values? Do you want to create space in your schedule so you have room for more of the good stuff? Play, joy, relationships, gratitude, and more? If you answered yes to any of these questions, I invite you to check out Edit Your Life, a podcast to help you edit the unnecessary from your life so you have more room to enjoy the awesome. Through episodes with me, Christine Coe, and a range of super smart, compassionate, and thoughtful guests, you'll come away with big picture insights and practical ways to declutter your home, schedule, and mental space without getting bogged down by perfection. I have always believed that small moments and actions matter tremendously. My goal is to help you find agency and space in your life through doable baby steps that will leave you feeling accomplished instead of overwhelmed. Check out Edit Your Life wherever you enjoy your podcasts.
When it comes to raising kids, there's so much to consider. Things like, what do we feed them? When do we feed them? How do they sleep? What does it look like to raise kind kids? How does their nervous system work? How do I keep myself calm? What are my triggers? There's so much that comes into play. And we are distilling all of that information for you at Voices of Your Village podcast, where we bring experts in the field of early childhood and education and psychology and across the board so that you don't have to comb the internet for information. You get to show up and hang out and have shame-free, judgment-free conversations and insights into what it looks like to raise kind, empathetic, emotionally intelligent humans. I'm Alyssa Blask Campbell. I have a master's degree in early childhood education. I'm a mom of two, and I am walking this journey right alongside you doing this work. Come hang out with me at Voices of Your Village, and we can dive into real conversations with actionable tips.